Now, it's the Mike Calta Show.
.52 on the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. Phone lines are full, so I don't have to give those out. Joe.
Yes, Michael.
I got an interesting text during the break that said, you speak the truth. The camera is fully functional and operating, and that you used it this weekend.
That is correct.
Once Miller showed you how to use it.
Oh, well, listen, Michael.
I'm
going to tell you right now that the instruction manual looks like it was made for a 5-inch tall person because it's very
small.
I can hardly see it.
I understand. Old people.
Also, that Saturday may not have been the best day because I think Joe may have still been drunk from Friday.
Oh, gotcha.
Might have been a little hungover.
But we know how to use it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that counts.
Now, the face tracking, I haven't figured out yet, but I do know that is a feature on there.
Yeah, I know it is too, but I don't know how to use it. Bobby knows how to do these things like in 2 minutes, and then he gets mad at me. He goes, have you ever read a manual in your life? No, Bob, I haven't. I only need to use for what I need to use it for.
Is this a new camera you guys just got?
No, I had it for months.
Oh.
Yeah. Just never, I don't know what happened to it. It left.
What are you trying to say?
I still don't know where my GoPro is.
Also, let me just point out, that manual is so small I can't read it. Oh, I don't know. Maybe go on YouTube?
Yeah.
And type it in and figure it out because they show everything on there, but I know you're not familiar with YouTube.
I don't know if he has the internet or
being video
the
guy.
Internet?
I never heard of it.
We have internet. I pay for it.
The World Wide Web.
Yeah. I make sure we have it.
Except for Poor Island.
Do you pay for it solo Spanish?
Yeah.
Why?
Oh, here we go.
Oh, man.
I mean, like, you guys live together. You don't split the bills?
Rent? No.
Oh, no. It's definitely
Do you pay the electric bill?
No.
Do you pay the water bill?
No.
Then shut your goddamn mouth.
But do you split it?
You actually did say
it. No, I pay the whole thing.
I said I pay the cable bill. Right. I don't have any problem with that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Carmen just asked why. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You love big.
Hoping to make me look like a freeloader. I get it.
I don't think you're a freeloader.
No, not you.
I do. Oh.
Yeah, well, Gio definitely does.
But Joe has the rent in the other stuff, you know, the electric and this and that, whatever that he puts into the rent that you pay. Mm-hmm. So that's all figured out. Mm-hmm. But then the cable or the internet, whatever, is the one thing you pay.
Damn right. And I get the Mamma Jamma internet.
He does.
Yeah. Okay,
yeah, good. I got to tell you, I get the Mamma Jamma internet too, and then anytime there's a problem, they're like, do you want to upgrade? And I go, I upgraded yesterday, right? Like, you told me this was the best ever, and you figured out something since yesterday that's better?
I think
liars.
I think they just keep throttling you back until you upgrade, and then they're like, see, that fixed it.
I have no idea. Like, you know, I'm not tech savvy, so I have no idea. But they can be like, oh, yeah, you got the best. Meanwhile, I have, you know, what they used to use in the 40s.
Yeah. I have never had a problem. The only problem I ever made in it was that it didn't reach certain parts of the house. And then Nathan came in and wired it up, and now I can get it everywhere with no problem.
Repeaters.
Yeah. He said you have the same thing as a hospital has. So
Yeah, what is that other thing that you and I had talked about? My son got it and set it up. It's something where it's like DECA. It has your own internet thing. I mean, you have internet, but then this boosts everything and you put it in different rooms. I don't know whether it's a repeater or what it is,
but
we have that and it seems to be
working. We used to have Wi-Fi extenders where you'd plug them in and it would just bounce the signal around the house.
That's old. Yeah. Now it's all the mesh networks.
Yeah.
Mesh. So I have that's a mesh. What it is. Yeah. Mesh. Yeah. Yes. That's what it is.
That's what I have here. So
if you aren't radiating your brain enough with the 5G, the mesh network covers all that.
Yeah. Listen,
yeah.
I mean,
if I get superpowers, I'm not going to be mad.
I don't think superpowers.
Why I have the world's greatest back hump? You have no idea.
Dude, ever since I was young and we got the science oven, it's been over.
Yeah.
We were early on the microwave.
Of course you were. Yours probably operated with the door open.
I remember my mom putting the plutonium in the back. You guys didn't have the plutonium one?
Dude.
Do you know that I blew up my microwave when I was a kid?
No. What'd you do?
Put a fork in it?
What'd you do?
Dude, it was the day that I had to go take my placement test for high school. My mom was already working, so I got up, and I didn't want to have hunger pains while I was taking my test. So I made oatmeal.
Yeah.
And I put the teapot inside the microwave.
Metal teapot?
Oh, no.
Metal teapot. I didn't know. Yeah. And it was a wooden handle, so the sparks flew off the teapot onto the handle caught fire and burnt the microwave. And then we continued to use that microwave with a hole in it for the next 5 years.
So when I was younger, my brother Tim, two of his friends, one owned a deck building business and the other one owned a car detailing shop. They went in together on a pizza place that I worked at. And neither one of them knew anything about restaurants or pizza places or anything. And the one guy is Neil Knappersack, was the kid's name. And he had red hair. And he talked like this, Neil Knappersack. And so he would come into the restaurant and stuff, and he would make his own stuff, and he put Alfredo sauce in the microwave with the spoon still in the thing.
Knappersack. Oh, no.
And I go, Neil, you can't put metal in the microwave. This is what he threw to me. He goes, it's a commercial microwave. It's totally different.
Why does he talk like April Basie?
Yeah, that's how he talked. And so he hits it. Weird science. And he goes, and then opens the door and stuff. And I go, yeah, it's a microwave.
A commercial microwave.
No difference between residential or commercial microwave. By the way, he's the same one. He's the same one with the temperature thing.
That's my favorite story of all time, dude.
So pizza ovens get up to like 800 degrees or more if you leave it closed and stuff. And he wanted to make sure that it was at the right temperature. It's supposed to be between like 600 and 800 or something. So there was this stand-up thermometer.
Oh, no.
That he put in the microwave, or that he put in the oven, the pizza oven. And he opens the door and goes to reach with his bare hand. And I go like this. I go, let's see what happens. He grabs it, looks at it for a second. The heat goes to his brain, and he goes, and just whips it across the room. And I'm buckled over laughing. I go, what did you think was going to happen? He goes, it's made out of aluminum. And I go, not aluminum foil. That's still metal that conducts heat. What an idiot!
Old Knappersack.
How long did that pizza place last?
Too. He'd always do this with the same Neil Knappersack. And he, we'd have parties at our house, and Tim would put him at the door, and he'd go, he'd charge everybody $5, and he goes, you. $5. There was a kid with a Megadeth shirt, and he goes, Megadeth, $10.
I miss old Neil Knappersack. Rest in peace, Knappersack.
He didn't die. Not that I'm aware of.
Yeah. Carmen, what are we giving away today?
We have a bunch of stuff. We have tickets for Don Felder.
Don Felder, who will be on the show with us on Thursday or Friday, one day this week.
Heart and Cheap Trick. Sunfest. Bad Religion. Stone Temple Pilots, Bret Michaels, Party Gras, and Aerosmith.
All right, let's do it right now. A little bit of Sporkle. Here we go. Carmen is the keeper of Sporkle. Pap is your judge, scorekeeper, camera operator, and
manual reader.
Yeah. Carmen, what are we playing today?
Okay, today we're going to be playing N's in G. I'm going to give you a clue. You're going to give me the word that ends in G.
All right.
Okay, very straightforward. 220 yards. 220 yards. Ends in G.
Long.
League.
No, that doesn't end in G. No.
Furlong. Is what I was
Furlong.
How do you not have a Terminator clue?
Right?
Yeah. Edward.
Yeah. I didn't make the quiz. I'm just bringing it to you. A two-step jazz couples dance.
Jig.
Swing.
Oh, I know what it is.
A two-step jazz couples dance.
I don't know.
Let me answer whenever you get it wrong. Can I go?
Yeah.
Jitterbug.
That is what I was looking for. That's
no point.
No point.
Phone, by the way.
To what?
It's a good phone to have. Jitterbug.
Oh, that was your old phone. Yeah.
An often salted or smoked fish. An often salted or smoked fish. Ends in G.
Codge.
Smoked.
Gefilte.
Herring.
You
pickle a herring. Yeah. You don't smoke it.
Yeah.
Hey, Joe, what was the name of your phone?
The Jitterbug.
It was Cricket.
No, they had the Jitterbug, too.
Oh, man.
It had giant numbers on it.
You couldn't even afford Cricket? You had to go to Jitterbug?
He doesn't know.
All right, my bad.
You know why you do not smoke herring? Hard to light.
Yep.
Dude. 6 and 9
No, after that one. All right, your next one. Baseball's Iron Man, Lou. Gary. Mike Calta. Capital of China.
Hong Kong. Beijing.
Beijing. Galvin.
No, that was Gio. I answered first.
Gio gets the point. Integrity. Thank you. Yes. Integrity.
Integrity. Yeah. Strong on the show.
Easily combustible material for fire starting.
Kindling.
Gio, speak up a little bit.
That kid was a Boy Scout.
Put a bass in your voice. Favorite.
Put a little bass in your voice.
Yeah, I can't hear him.
Kindling.
Favorite or darling loved? Dearly loved, sorry. Oh, I gave you
that. Darling.
Darling, yeah, sorry. No point. No point. I'm sorry.
No point.
That's my point. That's my fault. Blah, blah, blah,
blah. A little less bass in your voice.
Yeah. It dangles from a lobe.
Earring.
Gio. Now disgraced cyclist, Lance.
Armstrong.
Galvin. Part of a baseball game.
Inning.
Mike Kelta. Possibly suicidal rodent. Possibly suicidal rodent.
I know this.
Cool.
Good. Good for you.
Shut up.
Rat King. Lemming.
Yes. Pap.
Why are they suicidal?
On the board.
Because back in the 40s or 50s, Disney did a documentary. And they threw a bunch of these rodents off of a cliff, and they said they committed suicide during their migration.
That's funny.
And it was later exposed as a hoax.
I got you. Thank you.
And Pep.
It's the most knowledge he's ever had.
We are halfway there.
Spanish is not on the board. He has a total of 0. Galvin with a single point. Michael doubling that with 2. And Gio, he is your surprising leader today. He's winning with 3.
Eat me.
Oh, jeez.
What's the base for that?
Yeah, thank you. All right, ends in G. Your next one, a crowd of people.
Gathering.
A crowd of people.
Meeting.
Nope.
Big grouping.
Mob.
Yeah.
No, I was looking for throng. Throng of.
All right.
From Star Wars?
Two throngs don't make right.
A loose melee wrapped garment.
Sarong.
Mike Kelta. River in southern Vietnam.
Penang.
What'd you say?
Penang.
Zang.
Viet Cong.
River.
Dang.
Mekong.
Mekong. That's a delta.
Is what I was looking for. A marked increase or improvement. A marked increase or improvement. Ends in G.
Bettering.
Growing.
Showing.
Towing.
What? Upswing.
Boo.
A part of an electrical plug.
Prong?
Yeah. Gio.
What the hell is this going on with Gio?
That's it. An edible clam type. An edible clam type. Ends in G.
Quahog.
Yes, Mike. Oh.
Family Guy.
What are you laughing at?
Gio, he looks like a meerkat right now.
We're living.
Your next one. An often sweet German wine. An often sweet German wine.
I feel like Joe knows this.
I do know this.
Ends in G.
Glockenspiel.
Riesling.
Yes. Joe, on the board again.
No.
Yeah. Two. Tied spreader.
Yeah. He's beating me.
Like a shape stretched in one direction.
Oblong.
Galvin and Pap, we're on the last 3.
Spanish is not on the board. He has 0. Galvin with 2 points. Michael and Gio are both tied.
Man.
They have 4.
Yeah. All right.
Pressure on.
Still get you.
Good game. Ends in G. Last 3. Here we go. Incorrect.
Wrong.
Galvin. Nada. Nil.
Nothing.
Zip. Mike.
Good one.
And your last one. Not very old.
Young.
Mike Calta. Tied it up.
Tied it up.
No.
One. Oh, okay. I didn't
know. Yeah. I won.
All right. Sorry. Excuse me.
That's cool.
Your final score. Spanish with 0. Galvin with 3 points. Gio with 4. And Michael is your triumphant champion today. He won with 6.
Isn't there some sort of rule that if I blank you just a day after you won the thing?
No. But he doubled you yesterday and canceled your
rule.
There
was no rule, though, so.
There was a rule.
You did have a rule.
It was
we weren't enforcing it.
We were singing Love Boat, so there's no rule.
Correct. No.
And who's a champ?
You have one
of your next 3.
Okay. I like it.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I just had to get it all straightened out. Is that Godzilla? Oh, my God. All right, Calvin, what do we have coming up in news?
Coming up in news today, smelly sheep, snaked and dangerous, and scissor sisters.
Oh, hot. Yeah. Okay, let's take a quick break and get right into that. Galvin, as your news, we'll do that next on 102.5 The Bone.
You're listening to The Mike Calta Show. Now, a Bone Traffic Update.